Welcome to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge, and the Lord has a good word for you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God, for this word you're going to bring. I pray right now for your anointing. I pray for your anointing. We prophesy by grace. Lord, I need grace. I can do nothing of myself, Holy Spirit, but with you, man, everything is possible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, give me your heart of love. I pray that you would fill every space, every person that's listening, wherever they are, God, fill that space with your presence and with your love, your peace, and your joy. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person that's tuning in, over their families, their finances, their bodies, their minds. And I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and my family for the same things. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says to you today, you are blessed and highly favored. He says, I've called you to go for me. He's like, tell him where you are right now. He literally, I'm driving, and he told me to record this word while I'm driving in my car. And I'm like, that's a little prophetic, right? He says, I've called you to go for me. You're a woman on the go. You're a man on the go. He says, I'm sending you far and wide. Watch me do it. You're a sent one. He says, prophesy the apostolic. The Lord says to you, I have anointed you this day with an apostolic anointing. And the Lord says, I release to you the apostolic anointing on your life to go for me, says the Lord. Your feet are on fire. Your feet are on fire. I feel like the Lord is saying, listen, as you run for the Lord, as you go fast for the Lord, like when your feet are on fire, like I just see you running around. Like my feet are on fire, my feet are on fire. And you're just running, running, running. And as you run, the wind of his spirit is going to kick that flame up a notch. As you go for the Lord, as you step out in obedience, the flame, the fire anointing on your feet to go for God is going to kick into high gear even more. Hallelujah. He says the fire will never go out. Nothing can put out the flame of his love for you. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but he's referencing Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6. It's like it talks about the fire of his love and just putting that all over yourself, right? And how the rivers, if you look it up in the Passion Translation, it talks about like the rivers of persecution and pain can never put out that flame, the flame of his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, this is going to be an intense season for you. This is going to be an intense season for you. He says, what does that do inside of your heart when you hear a word like that? What does that do to you when you hear it's going to be an intense season? He says, hear that through the lens of my goodness. Hear that through the lens of my goodness and my mercy, my loving kindness toward you, daughter, son. Do not hear that through the lens of fear. He says, my goodness is chasing you down. Daughter of God Most High, Son of the Almighty God. He says, we're family. I'm so pleased with you. We are family. I'm very good to my children. The Lord says, I'm very good to my children. He says, you are protected. You are protected. He says there are angel armies that he has sent to go with you everywhere. Everywhere that you go, you have armies of angels that he is dispatching to be with you, to be with your family, and he is greatly protecting you, O Anointed One. He says, do not touch my anointed. I hear the Lord saying, vengeance is mine, I will repay. This is a season of repayment. This is a season of repayment. And he says, go there. Listen, he is requiring the enemy to pay you back double. Double for your trouble. This is a season of the double portion right now. This is a season of the double portion. He says, so double your prayers. You know, just pray for grace to double down on the prayers, the time spent in prayer. This is a time of prayer. This is a time of prayer. To pray the big prayers. To pray the big God-sized prayers. It's a time when God is giving out double portion. So we have to double what we're asking for. We need to pray big prayers. You have to ask big. You have to believe that God wants to give that to you. He says, pray that you would see rightly. Pray that you would see rightly. Yes, I'm makariu kras me kishi pekeri di se. Ora sanagresi pekishi hini ananakari se. He's pouring out the double portion. He's reminding me of Elijah and Elisha, and how Elisha received the double portion when Elijah was taken up. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the mantles are falling. Look up. Expect to see it. Look up with eyes of faith and ask. Ask. He wants to give it to you, but you need to ask. You need to pray bold prayers of faith. Come boldly before him. Pray that you would ask in alignment with his will. When you think you're praying big, double it, and then double it again. And he says, end the word there. So I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the whirlwind of your love. Thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, that you're a God that gives good gifts to his children, to those that ask him. You give good gifts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you would anoint them to go for you. I pray right now, God, that you would send your laborers into the harvest field. That you would send your laborers into the harvest field. Yes, Lord, yes. Anoint them with fire to go. Anoint their feet. Anoint them to go. Thank you, God, for the apostolic, God. We say yes. Send us, Lord. We'll go anywhere. If you come with us, Lord, help us. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day, guys. Have a wonderful day. You are blessed and highly favored of God. In Jesus' name, amen.